Monk, Monty. Oh, we got some stuff to talk about. So Schaub has responded to Dana White calling him out. Completely groveled. We're going to play the entire thing. Because he also admitted, kind of, that he failed at stand-up comedy. Opie had 35 people watching him. It's a step up for the Opster. Ah, the Opster. Is Opie still Opieing it? I noticed Kumi is cutting some fucking corners there at Compound. He got rid of the morning show. I told you, the second that nigga moved to South Carolina, all of that extra horse shit is getting thrown the fuck out of there. Because Kumi has the numbers. The vast majority of people who pay for Compound just pay for Kumia. And to be completely honest with you, they're not paying for, like, super exclusive content. They're mainly, like, people like me, they're mainly just paying because we support Kumia. Even though he's a vile racist. But I find it hilarious. You think it's closing in June? No, you never stop. I dug the video where he did the little tour of his property in South Carolina. Whoa, that money goes a long way in other states. Nah, Kumia makes some money still. He's also got a lot of money. And you gotta remember, Kumia is a single guy. It's not like he's gotta worry about leaving money to anybody. So, he's allowed to just blow through it if he wants to. Is it okay to like both Kumia and Red Bar? Yeah. He's free on YouTube a lot now. Yeah. And I'm thinking they're doing that to try and get the numbers up again. Especially after they let go of Morning. They're probably going to let go of a lot of people. Although, I think a lot of the people there are basically working for nothing anyway. But it's probably just costing them money because they have to go in studio and Garrett has to, like, you have to pay them, so. He said it's closing in June when the lease is up. But didn't Kumia do a whole thing of where he re-signed the lease? That was before the surgery, though. But he did, like, a whole thing of, see, I signed another lease, so. Because he had already planned on moving to South Carolina, but he wanted to quell any, well, I'm going to fire everybody when I move to South Carolina shit. But who knows? I mean, honestly, no one watched anything on there other than fucking Kumia, so. Maybe Chrissy Mayer, maybe. But she was smart, unlike everyone else who worked there. And instead of just being like, I work at Compound Media, she actually built up her fucking YouTube. Whereas Gino and the rest of the people on there, they were just like, well, I get $100 a week from Kumia, so that's my job. She was actually smart and created a whole YouTube thing. So if he keeps anyone, he'll probably keep her. Although she doesn't even really need him at this point. You don't see how he's making money? Well, Kumia has, what? At least, but not that much more than, 1,000 people paying him. Including me. So, whatever the cheapest thing is, plus 1,000, plus what he's already got in the bank. And like I said, he's a single guy. He's not going to have to leave money to anybody. So, he's probably just chilling. What's up, Andy Violin? Chrissy has a massive dumper. That may be a yikes for you, but a yay for me. He hasn't really progressed past O&A. Not as pathetic as Opie, but still. Well, he did progress, and he went further and further, like, straight politics. Straight politics. Which I don't mind, but it's just straight politics at this point, but it was fine. All right, should we get into the shop thing now? The COD streams are lame. Eh, I don't mind them. Yeah, you're playing COD. Like, even I consider it sometimes, because I play a bunch of Call of Duty. Like, I do have an audience. Why don't I go? The only reason why I don't do it is I know yous don't want to watch me play Call of Duty. And I'll probably get fucking banned. Fucking. Because of the way we talk. Trust me, I stay with a voice chat ban on Call of Duty, so I'd probably just be banned completely off of that. That's the main reason why I don't do it, but the almost equal reason is I know you just don't want to watch me play fucking video games. I'm not stupid. Shab took down your clip channel. And I subscribed to your new channel. You were scrubbed. Shabbed and scrubbed. I don't know why he took... Why did he take down your channel? Is he so obsessed with me, he thought you were me and went after your channel? My thoughts on Lost Less? What the fuck is Lost Less? Subscribe to... Neek and Peek's new channel, though. He was shobbed and scrubbed. I don't know why they took down your channel. How did they take it down? It wasn't copyright. Would they get you with a bunch of community shit? Because you were playing, like, shit from my live streams? To be fair, there's a reason why I delete my fucking live streams. Because I know I say shit. This is another reason why I don't stream me playing video games live. Harassment? Well, that's kind of weird. How do you get you taken down for that? And it was just the one strike that took you down? Lost Less and Jesse P.S. did a stream where they mentioned you. Is Jesse P.S. still like that guy who defeated me, but I don't know how? Is he still doing that? Shab has a huge dumper. But Jesse P.S., is it still him with the war with Mersh? Is that still a thing? Jesse P.S., he's pot awful, right? I would assume you're calling him Jesse P.S. because he figured out to stop calling himself pot awful, to stop getting banned. Because Mersh got him banned as pot awful. At least that's the way the story goes. A bunch of strikes, but they came in that day after Shab hit me for the harassment thing. Oh, but what did they get you on the strikes for? Were they community or copyright? It had to be community. I don't even think Brendan Schaub's a lot. Well, he did a copyright strike on me, but I kind of let it go. But Win By Two was talking about how your channel is good today. I don't know who that is. Who's Win By Two? And why not Win By Three? Or One? Or Ten? Oh, community? Those community strikes are iffy, motherfucker. Because they're not definable to fight. It's really just on whoever the person is at YouTube deciding that particular thing. And it's probably some SJW fuck. So... It's hosted by Blade. He just always seems to win by two. That's why. Alright, but I want to get into this Shab thing. So, on the main channel, I did the video where Dana White called out Brendan Schaub.
All right, so this is a this is pretty interesting.
This is interesting. So Dana White does a thing on shout out to Dana White.
Yeah.
So Dana White does this thing on UFC 300. He basically made like his version of a diss track of all the people in MMA media. Not all. He left out a few, but some of the people in MMA media who were kind of critiquing UFC 300. And so he plays this video. Now, I think this was on Saturday.
Nigga, are you picking your nose and eating it on camera?
So I was at my, I was coaching my son's
Did he just pick his nose and eat it on camera?
Baseball game. And my phone was on vibrate. It's in like these little cubbies in the dugout. I can hear it just going. Bzz, 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 and I'm like, oh, Jesus.
I never- the reason why I quit stand up, coaching the sons, meaning sitting in his, he's not a coach.
Or check my phone during the game. It's going. Bzz, bzz. My phone's blowing up. All these people text me. Our boy Keto George texts me. And I was like, what is it?
Blade
he's like,
is
oh,
your
just
dude?
Watch. It's Dana, you know, talking shit again. And then Mayhem texts me. You know, he was like so upset. And I'm like, oh, it must be bad. Oh, this isn't good. I hate, you guys know by now if you've watched me long enough, I don't like beef. I don't like any of this stuff. I was like, oh, man, all I do is give UFC love. What happened now? You know, what's he doing now? And then it says UFC 100 with a smiley face. So you can play the video.
What would Ronda Rousey say? By the way, Ronda Rousey is not like a hot chick or anything. She's not bad looking, but it's not like this. Whoa.
What's up, guys? As we rolled into UFC 300, the MMA experts weighed in on what they thought.
Is he eating his fingernails on camera right now?
Around this card,
after he picked his nose?
When I said it's the greatest card ever assembled.
Is he trying to get all the taste of his boogers? What is he doing? You're on camera, dude.
Combat sports. This is what the media thought of you guys.
They kick off with me. Makes no sense. Is any fight on this card 300 worthy? No.
This is the most diabolically disappointing UFC 300 announcement.
Ooh, they did Jesse dirty though.
Kind of thrown.
For some reason, they played Quark from Deep Space Nine.
Together. Does it feel like the culmination?
Me and Ariel, I get.
We're continually told that it's going to knock your socks
He's
off.
He's still picking his nose!
What did Dana say about this? Right.
We're going to blow their socks off. I wanted my jaw to hit the fucking ground.
I did expect a little bit more from the company.
Why are you biting your nails? You're on live, stupid.
Nobody.
We need people that know the sport to be.
You're on camera with the camera fucking 2 feet from your face and you're picking your nose and biting your nails? What?
Oh, because this is pathetic.
UFC 300, the worst promoted fight card ever. Worst put together fight card ever. Justin Gaethje and Max Holloway for the BMF title, which I think is
eating his cartilage.
Wei Li Zhang against Zhao Nian. China's gonna get all excited, and I don't think anyone else.
Nails full of nicotine. He does that dipping shit, which is ooh.
Be a disaster.
Are you kidding me, Dana White?
This nigga is going to town on his nails. Did he not eat before this? Nigga is having a meal of his nails. Look, he's making love to his thumb right now. What the fuck is he sucking his thumb's dick? What the fuck?
Most monumental card that there's ever been. You've had a whole year to prepare for this. Aren't you?
Oh, no, 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 no.
Do you want people to actually buy the pay-per-view? This ain't it. As far as I'm concerned, it's just a regular, decent pay-per-view.
He's getting DP'd in his mouth by his nails. Dude, you got the camera. We can see you. Is he so stupid he thinks this clip is being played and he's not being shown? What the fuck is he doing? Oh my god, he's twisting the head. He's got a juicer. He's juicing right now. Like, oh, I'm gonna get this fuck. What are you eating your nails on fucking during your video for, dude? Oh, Oh, back to the nose.
Yeah, video's dope.
It is dope.
Yeah, yeah, so
and it's awesome that he actually replied with respect. That's
yeah,
so awesome.
I saw that, cool. And then...
By the way, I think he thinks they were playing the clip and not showing him because he's gotten his hands away from his face now. I'm thinking he didn't think he was on camera for that.
What I put up there, should I put, why are you bringing up old shit? You know, like, I put fair play, UFC 300 was amazing. And then Dana responded, that's awesome, hashtag respect.
I'm thinking of $5, Jesse on fire.
I also think...
And don't take it personal.
Where I want to start. I'll say this. You'll see a lot of people saying, oh, Dana's so petty and...
Don't take it personally, Jesse. I love you. I haven't even said anything yet. We're about to get to your part.
You know, if I had whatever it is, $5 billion in the bank, whatever he has, $400 million in the bank, why is he paying attention to what we say in this? I'm actually not in agreement with that. I think that's what makes Dana great, that even though he could walk away now and he has more money than God, that he still pays attention like he's grinding in his basement and that, you know, he's aware of the narrative of all the cards, not just 300, but all the cards. And I think that's what makes him an outlier. When you look at like Roger Goodell, or you look at the NBA commissioner or MLB, whatever league, it also, even other MMA leagues, nobody cares more than Dana White. So to me, it shows that he's not just about money. Yes, is he a ruthless businessman? Yes, you have to be to get to his.
Oh, name. He's so trying to suck Dana's dick to get back and to be able to go to a UFC event.
And to be a MMA promoter. But he's a guy that's doing it because he actually cares about the sport. And it's videos like that that let me know that he cares about the sport. So if your takes like, oh, why is this guy so petty? He has so much money. To me, I'm like, oh, that's
at the Ivy League.
But also in that video, you know, there's a lot of, you know, some of them I don't know. And that's I'm not throwing shade on anything. Some some of them I don't know.
Love the Jews.
Like my boy Jesse on fire.
Although in federal court papers, you might not catch that sentiment, but do love the Jews. Go Israel.
That video was him making fun of people critiquing UFC 300. So he was doing a bit basically on how stupid it is that people think UFC 300 is bad. And he loves the UFC. Like,
oh, so I didn't know that. So Quark from Deep Space Nine was spoofing people hating on it.
Jesse didn't fight in the UFC. He's never worked for the UFC. He's never worked for ESPN, Fox, none of this stuff. Jesse,
love Jesse
goes to the fight. Dude, no one loves the UFC more than Jesse.
Damn right.
So I assume he was probably pretty hurt by that. I wasn't hurt by, you know, any of it.
Nigga, his wardrobe. We got a car back here picture. By the way, he's so much of a car guy, he hardly drops on that Toontown channel, though. He switched his whole thing to be a car guy, and he's got the channel to do it, but hardly ever drops on it, which is the weirdest thing.
I dig it, and good for Dana. Yeah, good for you, man. And I think, again, Jesse's was taken out of context. You got to realize that my clip in that, I think, that was probably in January when they first started leaking 300. And then I think it was like a month or two after that. Like, that's like a month or two prior to the actual fight card. Because I was going based off when Dana said, this is going to be the greatest fight card you've ever seen. It's going to blow you out of the water. Remember I did that? I wish they showed me going, I wasn't blown.
By the way, I think the scam he's doing in the car shit isn't necessarily to get views, but to enter that world and be like, I'm a YouTuber entering your world, and to get sponsorship deals, because he's wearing a shirt right now that seemed like of a company, and he's probably going to get... Like, his whole thing is, I have this many subs and followers, he gets no views on anything. So his whole thing is to scam people in different industries than him to... ad for that fucking dipping shit. I think that's the scam. So, like, and when the car people are done with him and realize he brings nothing, he'll move on to some new community and be like, I'm into fucking puppies now. Although I think we went through that arc already.
Yeah. I'm trying to get blown. I wish they used that.
I know,
that. Dude. God dang it, man. If you're going to use it, use it. So my critique of it is I was told my socks would be knocked off. The only fight on there that knocked my socks off was Max Holloway, Justin Gaethje. Everything else, I went, yeah, that makes sense. That's all that is. Doesn't mean it wasn't a great card. And then the fights we were given at the time that were announced, you got to realize UFC 299 was cemented, was in the books. Like, we knew the lineup. And so I was comparing it.
He's got half Al Pacino face, by the way. Look at the right side of his nose. He's got that wrinkle. Oh, I'm about to be 40, and I still don't got them, but that's going to be, like, the death of me when I look in the mirror, and I got those wrinkles in between your nose going down to your mouth. But he's already got the one. Oh, I don't want to see that.
To 299.
I kind of do want to
see that. Then also, you got to realize is, you know, I'm not these YouTubers or TikTokers or Nelk.
Wait a minute, I'm black. Do us black people get those wrinkles? I would assume so.
Where, you know, who are new to the sport. Remember, I was involved in UFC 100. I got out of the Ultimate Fighter house. I was at the UFC Expo. I was in GSP.
The Hatfield and McCoy's? No.
I remember UFC 100 very well. And if you look at that card, it was a
I won't be folded.
300. And there was no announcement prior to 100 like this fight card's going to blow your dick off. There's nothing like that. You saw it, you're like,
I'm going to look like a raisin?
That's
no.
Wild. Wild.
Black don't crack.
UFC 200, that card was supposed to be John Jones, D.C. There's, you know, they changed it, I think, on that Wednesday before the Saturday fight. But UFC 200 was wild.
Although, I am starting to get some gray. Mainly in the beard.
UFC 300, so I expect UFC 300 to beat those, which it's almost, it's not fair to Dana. It's almost impossible to beat, you know, Amanda Nunes, Misha Tate, Brock Lesnar, Mark Hunt, DC, Anderson.
And it's not even gray, it's just white. But I'm starting to get it.
Silva, Jose Aldo, Frankie Edgar, Cain Velasquez, Travis Brown. What? You got TJ Dillashaw on the undercard. You got Johnny Hendricks on the undercard. You got Gegard Mousasi on the undercard. You got Diego Sanchez, Joe Lozon, Takanori Gami, you know, Gomi. You got Jim Miller. These are all on the undercard. Those are wild.
They got Origami.
So I guess it's my own fault where he goes, we're going to blow your socks off. If you've never seen anything like this, I was ready to get blown. So, and I'm like, oh my, in my head, I'm like, how the hell are they going to beat 100, 200? So that's on me, you know? I guess that's on me. And right after this, you know, 300 was completed, I rank it second. I still think UFC 100's better. That's no knock on Dana. That's no knock on the UFC. I mean, it literally, I don't think they, even if they wanted to, they could beat UFC 100. That's the greatest fight card of all time. That was the best to ever do it. But 300 was dope, but it go back 300 for me. But playing devil's advocate, like,
I'm a fan of man!
So this is just, you know, playing a game here. Say Max Holloway didn't get that knockout with 1 second left. So say your first fight was Bo Nickel, Cody.
Oh my God, he's so dumb he doesn't even know how to defend his position. Just say, hey, stupid, UFC 100 was better, but UFC is more popular. So, of course, more people watched the 300 thing, but it wasn't as good as the 100 thing. So, all you gotta say.
Bundage.
Bonic. Not rocket science.
Didn't live up to the hype that was put on him. He's still the man, but, you know, he didn't knock the doors off.
He has nothing to do with vehicles.
So, you go, all right, that first fight, not great. Then you have Armin, Charles Oliveira. It's a split decision. Okay. And then let's say Max Holloway
not
doesn't,
weird, he doesn't
out
drop
Justin
on
Gaethje
Toontown.
One
he depends on other
Holloway,
people
Justin
to
Gaethje.
Do the work.
That goes decision.
No, it's still weird.
That fight wasn't
because his whole thing now is his subs and his followers. There's nothing behind it. He gets no views or engagement, but his whole thing is he can enter a world that needs it, like a car world of 100,000 things, and I'm driving a guy, and he just wants sponsorships.
Oh, so Max Holloway dominated.
He's so not dominating. Rely on me for views. Yeah. He's like,
here we go. And then you have commercial five rounds of a women's strawweight of two Chinese fighters, and it goes to a decision. So now you have, let's just go through it. You, if we didn't have the Max Holloway knockout, this is UFC 300, main card. We're only talking about main cards. You have Bo Nickel under-delivered, so you're not going to be crunk there. You have Armin Charles goes to decision. You're not crazy there. You have Max Holloway dominating Justin Gaethje.
I like the shirt he's wearing now, Black Widow Exhaust. Son tells me that's a sponsorship thing.
For five rounds, for BMF.
And they're retard. He's not really into the shit they're doing. He's now in full scam mode.
Title. You got me crazy there. You have
he's scamming dummies for money at this.
Submission, decision, decision. Then you go to co-main event, and you have Weili versus Yan decision at women's strawweight. So now you have what is that? That's three decisions and an underwhelming submission. And then you go to the main event of Alex and Jamal, and it ends in a knockout. The criticism probably would have been there. Now, thank God it didn't, but, and to Dana's credit and to the fighters' credit, like, they showed up. That's what makes this card special.
Oh, by the
way,
I'm just live streaming.
Because if it went like how I just went through,
I'm going to make a video about this.
The criticism would be deafening.
I don't get no help, but if I do,
because you got the greatest knockout
his
in
new,
combat sports
by the way,
history.
His new lawyer doing the appeal. New lawyer doing the appeal. Oh, yeah, I'll expose that. There
we'll stand by that. It delivered. And then Alex just put the cherry on top, knocking out Jamal. But again, take out Max doing what he did, which is stupid to say. But I'm just saying, take that out. It's not a great card. Main card. You know? But he did. So there's nothing to talk about. It's great. You got the greatest knockout of all time. But also, to be fair to me, remember that clip's taken a little out of context because as the fight got close, when Max Holloway and Justin Gaethje was first announced, I didn't like it. I was like, why are they doing this to Max? Like this, it holds up the divisions. No one moves forward. What are we doing? I didn't like the BMF title. Now it's my favorite. That's my favorite title. As that fight got closer and the more, because when the fight's announced, you know, I know all the fighters. I usually have a good assessment of how it's going to go, but I'm not doing any research. I'm not going back over fights. But as they get closer and it's the week of, then I'll start watching tape. And that's just my, you know, the way I do things. So when Max Holloway and Justin Gaethje got closer and you watch it, that's when I went, oh, shit, that's the best fight in the card. Oh, shit, Max.
And I got to get the new one and send it back in the main channel.
Max Holloway's going to win this fight. And he did.
Yeah, I mean, we also, to be fair, before UFC 300 had an episode and it was titled, I've changed my tune about UFC 300. So you were pro UFC 300 before.
Yeah, I'm always pro UFC.
Oh, of course.
Like, but always, I mean, but even when it was 300,
You redacted your criticism.
Yeah, but also my criticism was based off the news that we had at the time, and my doors were supposed to be blown off.
Right.
Like, I'd be blown away. So that was the criticism. And also me going, I ain't blown. Like, dude, I do a show on Mondays. I got to be entertaining. So like, it's just me exaggerating things, you know? I know. I buy the cards no matter what, you know? I love it. I bleed UFC. But that's the way the news cycles work these days is groups or people online will grab onto something. And that's the narrative. And you can't ever change your mind. You can never be open-minded at 41 years old. No, no, you said you didn't like 300. Yes, I did say that 3 months ago. Okay, you're right. But I like it now. Does it mean you don't like it? I'm like, okay. There's people now, even when Dana did that, oh, dude, Dana still hates you, getting roasted. Look at that. I'm like, oh, God. Do you, have you?
He does still hate you. There's a reason why I started out with you and you get no fucking views. The reason why you're growling, saying thank you for shitting on me. It's going to be something else. Yeah, he does hate you, but you're growling. You got shit on him. Like, thank you for shitting on me. Please shit on me more, sir. Please, sir, can I have some more gruel? Can you shit in my thing more? Make me an irrelevant more, sir. My name is Oliver, or Brendan. You're celebrating that Dana shit on you. Why don't I last time I shit on you, you did the whole thing of, well, you're doing it all. Now you're happy. Because your career
never,
is dead.
Maybe you haven't. People are busy. But, I mean, I've said this on Rogan. I've said it on every platform I can. I love Dana White. There's no issues between us. Hate to tell you guys. And I know everyone likes these beefs and all that. And it's fun for you guys.
Issues. Last time, you know, anyway. Your career is dead and irrelevant. So, like, please shit on me and make me relevant. And you're sucking the nigga's dick for shitting on you, you loser.
The Real Housewives of the UFC, people love all the drama.
No, I get it wrong thing because you're not in the same world. You're a race car guy. By the way, he's probably brought this up in the meeting. That's why he's wearing that Black Widow exhaust shirt. I probably said he did the meeting with these poor people, like, you British don't know, yeah, we're YouTuber, no, all thing, we're YouTuber, versus cars now, and Dana White just talked about them, and you're like, oh, ad money. And, by the way, the ad money is no money. The $500. This isn't TV. YouTube ad money. Yeah, TV, so, yeah.
Ma. I'm that's not that, they would fire me if I was on an episode of Real Housewives. There's no drama here. I love the UFC. I love the staff. As you can tell, me and Dana have no problems. He commented on my post. Mick Maynard and I talked to each other. I'm cool with Sean Shelby, all the staff, the fighters. I have no
issues. By the way, Brendan Schaub, Switch Warriors, for you guys. And I'm about to drop the ticket.
You know,
I'm going to make a video about it. I have no issue. In the future.
I love that he did this video. I wish he would tonight, do this kind of stuff more. Like, have a dialogue with the media more.
Who's this nigga?
Me too. Yeah, like, I take no offense to it. The guys that are all worried about it, it's like, ah, blah, blah, dealt with way worse. Like, this isn't a personal shot. It's like him
poor bastard.
Just being like, yeah, I told you guys.
Yeah.
Which I think it's dope. A lot of people are like, oh, this is so petty. I'm like, nah, that's why he's Dana White. This is dope. This is dope. It'd be cool if other people did this. You know, because it wasn't like nasty or it didn't go personal. He's just like, oh, really? You schmucks think this is going to suck? Check this out. That's a montage, you know, everyone talking shit and doing their stuff. But
I'm playing a shop, you know.
And then you always have people like whenever Dana, you know, we've had our issues over the years, but it's all good, man. You know, it's all good. I give Dana the.
It's all good. You're not funny. He wanted and you didn't got to mention my name since you destroyed me. If I can go back in time, I'll go back in time and say, Dana, don't put Brendan Schaub's thing in that thing. It would completely destroy him. Didn't, because Dana's so successful. He didn't know. Brendan Schaub is completely over. He doesn't make any of this shit. So Dana doesn't know he helped Schaub. I would go back in time and saying, don't show him. They're like, oh, okay.
You know, the credit for, you know, give me the career that I have. Dana, you know, if he didn't change the rules and do the Reebok deal, who knows what would have happened.
All of us do.
I would have stuck around to make the money, and but he didn't. And, you know, he changed the rules because that was best for his business. He wasn't trying to hurt me. It took me a while to realize that, but that gave me the fuel to build the podcast and firing the kid,
all
and,
of
you
know, it,
Big Brown breakdown, do what I do.
Okay, but he lost. So,
you know, I should probably give him some sort of percentage, you know, if he needed it, but I would. I don't want to, but
and he doesn't.
He has an argument for that. What if he was so petty he came for that? He's like, I actually need 10%. What? I would give it to you, sir. Yeah, there's no issues. But whenever this stuff happens, you'll see people online jump.
No, issues. He destroyed you. Why would there be issues? He destroyed you.
Bonnet, you know, and the defend Dana and the UFC, and it's just like, oh God, you guys are barking at the wrong dog here, man. Like, nobody's more pro UFC than me. Also, I've never had anybody that's barking at me that actually has done.
Many do event with another MMA event, so you're not pro UFC.
I'm anything for the UFC. Like, you've never, like, maybe give them your pay-per-view money, or maybe you sit cage side. Like, you've never, there's no blood, sweat, and tears in the UFC. Bitch, I was in it. You know? I know how the sausage is made, and I still love it. It's also, you're not Steve Will Do It. He came at me on Twitter. I was like, what? Like,
why though?
He's close with Dana, and I think he's young. I don't know how old he is, but I think he's young. So maybe that's his way of like getting his boys back, which I respect. I get that. But this isn't, you don't know what you're doing. You're not educated on the dynamics of it.
You don't know what you're doing. You're on the internet. What are you talking about? You're talking about that nigga who trashed him, who's successful on YouTube, saying you don't know how to do YouTube?
Everything, and that stuff doesn't bother me. You know, I've dealt with much worse. But I just think he's ill-informed. He doesn't know. But I try to look at his perspective. He's probably like, you know, wants to ride with Dana, and Dana helps him out, and they're boys, right? And I think they own that, you know.
Well, you've been sucking in his dick more than he has.
Whatever the alcohol
happy
is.
Dad?
Yeah, happy dad. Or I don't know. I assume they have business together, so he's defending his boy, which I get and I love. I do the same. I ride for my guys. Like, do a little research. I'm not the, this isn't it, bud.
You never really mean anything, I see. Is it here Brendan Schaub knocked out Mirko Krokop when he was fucking 47 years old again?
This isn't it.
And he kind of tripped.
And maybe again, the news cycle takes forever, and he's probably not paying attention to what I do. I don't pay. I couldn't tell you what he does. Again, that's not a knock. I'm 40, dude.
Yes, I will do.
We have a mutual friend in Bradley Martin. I love Bradley. Bradley's a close buddy of mine. You know, I love Bradley. Bradley's done a ton for me. Absolutely adore Bradley. So we have mutual friends, so I don't know. But it's like, God, I get it. You defend your boys, so I respect that, but you're barking up the wrong tree. Maybe he just saw that clip and just like that. Be like, this thing's terrible, and I wasn't blown. So he's like, oh, fuck this guy, you know? And there's, you know.
By the way, you on a reality show, you never really made it as a fighter. It's like being on Tough Enough with WWE. You never really went through the circuit. You got a reality show and you weren't good enough. And whatever.
You guys are just podcasters. You know, I have a background.
The real fighter probably had a problem. The real UFC fighter probably had to do fucking 50 fights in dark gyms. And this cocksucker immediately got on a reality show. I'm going to hear that Maven for, which I love Maven's YouTube channel. Maven, follow on YouTube, does a great YouTube channel, because he went through that a bit. But no.
So there's stuff you can go after. Yeah.
And by the way, this dummy should just mirror Maven's content. And I know this cocksucker is watching me. The greatest advice I'm going to give you in life. See what Maven did? We're doing nothing. We started the actual YouTube channel. Schaub, do that. Do what Maven did. Do the videos he did. Now Maven got reached out to by a YouTuber and help Maven. But you are already a YouTuber and you're not reaching out. Do that shit. YouTube videos, 10 minutes. This is like working in the UFC. Have you ever seen Schaub do that video? No. Right now, do it Maven then, but do it UFC wise. There you go, Schaub, boom. And you'll be huge. If you Do what Maven did, but you're the UFC guy. Like Maven, both the same. Main card, never really made it, but it's okay. Maven made a huge... Actually do YouTube videos if you're going to go on YouTube, or... Now, here's the difference, though. Maven's not a rich kid who's like, I don't got to do YouTube videos because I'm a rich kid. Maven was done, dead in the fucking... The way Maven turned it around, I love what Maven did. And then, and he hasn't disclosed or reached out to him. A huge YouTuber reached out to Maven. Alright, I gotta say this. A huge YouTuber reached out to Maven. And like, dude, we gotta do a YouTube channel. I'll set up everything. You're the WWE expert. And that's the way it works. Right, he has a huge YouTuber who's already successful. You need that instead of sorry, network and podcasting. Maybe made it because he had a nigga reach out to him and say,
was it world champion? No, I'm not Kevin Hart or Joe Rogan. You know? So you can poke stuff at that. It's like, oh, you just don't know, Bubba. Fail.
Not Kevin Hart and Joe Rogan.
Comedian, oh, buddy, you don't know comedy. You don't know comedy. That doesn't work. From your outside perspective, I'm not at Kevin Hart or Joe Rogan or Sebastian's level. No. Does that mean I failed? Fuck. Then
yes. Name the names you think you're at. The names you'll never get to. Name the names you think you're at. Who does he think is around? They said Dalia, Callan, and everything. Well, them niggas are automatically unfunny. Who? What level do you think you're at? What level does he think he's at? By the way, he's talking stand-up wise. Not selling tickets. Not popular. He's talking material now. Whose level do you think you're at? Because I want to immediately interview that person and say, Brendan Schaub thinks you're at their level. Whose level do you think you're fucking at? Who do you think he thinks level he thinks he's at? Stand-up wise. This faggot still thinks he does something stand-up wise. Who do you think in his mind he thinks he's on the same level? That Lucas dude. I'm thinking that Lucas dude. There has to be, that's one, or anyone, that Lucas dude. You know, the fat black guy who's like, he smells like fried chicken and baking butter. But, yeah, David Lucas is his name. He thinks he's on that level. I think that nigga wanna open the world and they do shit together, so. Godfrey is 68 years old. Godfrey is 108 years old. I love Godfrey. Godfrey is fucking 278 years old. But he looks the same he did when he was fucking 13. That Nigerian motherfucker. He doesn't think he's on Godfrey's level. And Godfrey doesn't have a level. But what level does he think he's on? that David Lucas dude. Nigga, I'm on David Lucas, but nigga, running job and you're a fat 08 nigga going to a white bitch in a random crowd going, you look like you do take orthopedic medicine while you fall down the stairs. That's not funny. That's the easiest shit to do. Stand up wise, he's hanging arms out to you. I guess so, though.
99.999% of comics fail. If that's your level, then yeah, all of us are failures. So for about five guys in the world to ever do it.
Well, so he's just being a dick.
You fail.
Pinker.
I just think he's young. He fires off, and also who like if, and this isn't a knock on anybody, but maybe Ariel's more famous than me. But you can't really knock, like, you can't knock Ariel, oh, you failed in this fight. Of course not, no. Or you failed in...
Ariel, you battled and you lost that one, too, huh? I'm stupid.
Yeah, comedy. Like, there's no... You can't call Ariel failed... That doesn't really work. Nope. Failed journalist, that doesn't work. So there's... And those other guys, I assume they don't have a background, right?
But we can say you're a failed comedian. That's why it worked. Stupid against you. You're an air film journalist. Yeah. You failed at comedy. That's why it works.
So take Ariel out of it. I'm the easiest target. You know, I have an extensive background in football, and fighting, and comedy, and podcasts. Like, there's a lot. There's a lot there. I do a lot of content. You know. But I just think he's ill-informed. I have no resentment towards him. I get it, dude. You're backing a boy, which I respect. But even Dana type, nah, that ain't the move, man. Me and him.
Yeah, too, master. The beat my dick like it owes me money joke with Bob.
There's other people.
I love that clip so much.
It's just, it's not the move.
That sucks.
It doesn't. It does. Like, he's young. I don't know what he does. But also, like, and he's not the only one. Like, I assume he's just protecting his boy. Like, the other people that do it, it's like, oh, but you're not going to get ringside tickets defending Dana. Like, he's good, dude. He doesn't need it. You know? He's good. Me and him are good. You guys don't need to do this. You know? With Steve, I have no issues with him. But he seems like a good guy. Anybody that knows him tells me he's a good guy. I don't know what he does. Maybe just ill-informed. But I'm easy to find. Super easy to find. Super easy to find. You know? And we have a mutual friend in Bradley Martin. I text Brad yesterday. You know? I talk to Brad probably once a week. Brad's a close buddy of mine. Helped me out, you know, with my energy levels and peptides and all. Like, Brad's my guy.
Well, you're texting you. I'm drawing his best friend power behind the scenes. No one watches you. No, I think, but... I really like Joe power. Behind the scenes.
Adore Bradley. He's the fucking man. And he's best friends with Steve, so there's a mutual friend there. So I'm easy to find. You can get my number from Bradley. If there's something going on that I don't know about, you're so upset, I can meet you at Zoo Culture, whichever location you want. We can meet there. We can talk about
it. But especially, you're not allowed at UFC events. So... I was going to say UFC shit. The last time I was talking to you, you're not around there. But I'm joking. No way.
About it? If you're so mad, we can go in the back room and figure it out. You sign papers that you're not going to sue or anything like that. We can figure it out. No, like I don't. But you know what I'm saying? Like that, that's how this goes. I know you would never
do that, but I know what you're saying.
No, but I'm saying if he's that mad.
That way, Rob. Is the Gooching fuck. The Gooching fuck.
And it's like
if he wants to hurt
we can,
you,
yeah, yeah, we can figure it out. No, I don't want it. He seems like he's small too. It don't come off as a bully. But no, remember, he came at me.
And of course, nigga.
So it's like, if you're that mad, that's an angle. I'm down.
Yeah, if he wants to make content.
Yeah, I'm down. Yeah, if that's the angle you want to go, it doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense.
None of it does. Like even coming at me, to defend Dana, it's like, no, we're good, dude. You don't know the context.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he said, but I mean, that's kind of messed up that he is going after you.
It happens all the time. Yeah. But again, and it's not a bully thing. It's not, cocky.
Even 57-year-old want to be a director in Hollywood, did you stupid? Brendan Schaub. Well, yeah, director movies. You're 102 in Chinese, you can't tell the difference. But.
Thing, I think why it doesn't bother me, obviously I get a lot of it, it's like I've never, ever, check the receipts, I've never had anybody in stand-up, podcasting, the MMA community, whatever community, trucking, car community, nobody that's ever come after me. I've never been worried if you locked me in a room with them how it would go. I've never had a single person on this earth come after me that I couldn't beat up. And that's just facts.
Lock me in a room, faggot. Go talk. Lock me in a room. And you're 6 foot whatever. I will fuck him up. Two weapons alone. One thing is having a ghetto and shit. A one-on-one boxing match. By the way, who does celebrity boxing? I'm fucking stunned. I won a federal lawsuit against this cocksucker. And I've never been offered anything for hawking. Because I would take it. I'm sorry. I would so take it. I'm not bullshitting. I don't know. I could beat this cornball ass nigga. What's he got? 4 inches on me in height? That means nothing to me. I would destroy that faggot in 2 seconds. I had the federal lawsuit. No, no, her no. No,
this isn't a bully thing. This isn't a cocky thing. So I think that's why it doesn't bother me, because I know Steve, or I know insert comic, or insert podcast, or insert whoever it is from anything that I do that talks shit about me. I know if we were in the same room, you would not talk in that way. It's never happened. I've been doing this a long time. It's never happened. I'm easy to get to. I'm around, man. It's never happened. Because social media, it's not real. You don't, like Steve or whoever it is, they don't view me as a person. They see the accomplishments or the failures, and it's easy to fire off. You would never do that in person.
Yeah.
So I go, I'm older too, so I'm like, I get it. Man, it's not that I'm cocky or anything like that. Black belt in jiu-jitsu, gold gloves champ, top 10 in the UFC at one time. Like, and that's cool, but it's nothing to brag about. Like when you, like whoever it is out there, when you were busy, I don't know, doing keg stands and chugging beer and whatever your thing was in college or whatever it was, I was learning jiu-jitsu. You could have easily done that, been a black belt. Like that's not, I'm not bragging about that. Just when you decide to focus on this thing, I was focused on this thing. just so happens that that thing, when it comes to hand-to-hand fighting, I will fuck you up. Unless your name's Francis Ngannou, Gordon Ryan, Tyson Fury, I will fuck you up. So that's why, like, you're like, oh man, the hate I deal with.
I think right now I really fought this nigga. I think it's pretty funny. I guess he's funny. I would fuck him up only because I know how to fight. Only because I was trained how to fight. Only because I was trained. And I've been in a lot of fights. No bullshit. Once again, I mean, 2-3 inches doesn't matter. A real power. I've been in so many hood fights, I probably would fuck him up. In ring fight. Which I would do. In a heartbeat. But, out the gun fight. Yeah, I could take that, nigga. I would take that nigga one-on-one. If someone... instead of a league... Shaw versus... his biggest hater. And everything ever. I could take that nigga. That gooey fuck. Yeah, I would. I'd take him in a second. He thinks he learned his shit. Oh, the UFC. And they got in the military. I have to hinder myself and not have to just kill you, but win a UFC fight. I couldn't. Yeah, I'd fuck him up. Because you're doing our job, but I don't like to brag on myself, but yeah, I've been around the world. I was in the military. I have fucked people up, not my own accord, on my own, but I've been in a lot of fights, and I always won all of them. I think I could handle a Shab in a cage. I really do. I think I had a nigga in a cage. That goofy fuck. Just because I know how to fight. In real life, but real life, like... Yeah, anyway. Yeah, I would... If me and Brendan Schaub went one-on-one in a crazy thing, yeah, I'd fuck him up in a real fight. A UFC fight is pretty much a real fight. I'd fuck him up. I'd fuck that gooey up. He's big for no reason. He's big and doesn't use it. And he's not even that big. I fought way bigger people. I've been in more bar fights. Look at my criminal record. Nigga, I had to fight niggas who had guns drawn on me. And drug deals that went bad. I handled myself properly. I'd handle that faggot in 2 seconds. And I'm trying to be too, nigga, just out of him. Look at my background, yeah. That's you'd handle a Shab in a fight. I would. And he's more mad at me. Look at my background, yeah. That's you'd handle a Shab in a fight. I would. And he's more mad at me. And that's the saddest thing. And I, and It's not fair, but let's do it. Not fair. No, specifically if I do that nigga, because he's a cornball nigga. He doesn't know how to hit or anything. But yeah, I would destroy Schaub if we ever fought in the UFC ring. But I would destroy him. Not meaning I'm not joining the UFC. I would never win a UFC thing if I joined it. No. I know who it is. Me versus Schaub. That nigga, whoever wants to get real, a fight, let's fight, nigga. Let's go. Not let's go, let's go. S apostrophe KO, let's go. Nigga. You never know. Let's go. It's Gazer. The skull, oh, the skull shit is so terrible. I don't hear you. No. I get to get high now. I'm gonna be up all night, and maybe people don't donate. I'm gonna get going, man.
Oh, because I beat him up. Like, at the end of the day, take away everything. Social media, lawsuits, how's it going to look here, all, take away camera, all that stuff. At the end of the day, when shit hits the fan, and the social media's gone, and cameras are gone, and you're locked in a room with another man, how's it keep the same energy? And I know how the energy's going to go. I've been doing this for a long time. I've been in rooms with people who...
Well, lock the room with the other men, you fag.
Who hate me. They're the nicest people to me. Oh, dude, that thing you did was so dope. They don't realize what they've said about me, how they feel about me. And what do? Kill them with kindness. I would never. Would never. Would never. These are just facts. These are just facts. Now, we can live in a world where these YouTubers and the guys like Steve, his buddies around him are going, dude, you should fight him. Oh, dude, I don't know, dude. He got knocked out by Nogueira that time. There's that world that lives on social media and YouTube. That's not real. That is not, you cannot fight. I promise you cannot fight. Maybe you can
It's not real. And they hurt your fucking feelings. Fag. They hurt my feelings. If he says hurt my feelings one more time, his response to getting shit on is, it hurt my feelings. What? Huh? Weird.
Your boys and the YouTubers, cool. That's not real, Bubba. This will not end well for you in any facet. This is the real world. You will get severely fucked up. And that's why I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
Whoever it is, unless your name's Francis, Gordon Ryan, or Tyson Fury, I'm okay. So that's how I do it. People ask me all the time, how do you deal with it? Oh, I'm good, because I know it's not real. Because if we're at a dinner party or at another party or even a UFC event, whatever it is, everyone's friendly to me. It's never happened.
Yeah.
You didn't know the dinner party because he's a rich kid and they married a rich kid and the rich kid and they already know which one.
Now, you might have this false sense of reality where your buddies are in your ear and, oh, dude, I don't know, dude. He blew his hamstrings out just running that time. Whatever they tell you. Oh, dude.
Where was you?
That one time we're at Florida State and you knocked out that kid, dude, if you land that on Schaub, that's not real.
That happened. You clean all your things out of the race. That is real.
I will snap your neck whenever I want, if it came down to
it. You will not snap anyone in that.
But that's real. And that's what
you're big and tall for no reason.
What I'm trained to do.
You're not tough. You've never been an actual bar fight in your life.
And no, I'm not out of shape. No, no, no. I'm at my fighting weight. I run 3 miles every morning, bud. 4 a.m. I will fuck.
Oh, what a faggot. Wow.
You up?
I don't. This might come off as like you're seeing like you want to mess up, but I.
Nigga. And here's the thing, I can't do it, but it should be the thing, and I'll agree to it. And anything should sanction it. Me versus Schaub, I'm down. If Schaub wants to fight, I am fucking down. In the best way, fucking shooting the loss. I am. Why would Schaub physically, nigga? I'll fucking be with you any day to fucking week, faggot. Physically, I'm a family. I'm a beige where, like, children and go for you in a fucking week. You're not number 21. You're not hurt. You want your hand. Me versus Schaub should be in. It should be.
No, I'm saying I don't.
I'm saying no.
Take Steve out of that's
yeah.
Me and him. I'm cool with him. I like the guy.
Me and Case have known you for. I've known you for so long. You don't want to fight people. You no. don't. You don't want to hurt anyone. No. It's just like if people keep coming at you. And
me versus Schaub.
And they keep talking smack, and they meet you in person, and they really want to do something. Don't do it, dude. You're gonna get messed up.
There you go, Chin.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you're saying.
That's all I'm saying.
And I know you've dealt with this so much for the last few years. So yeah. I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
but you're a good dude. You've helped us out so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't want to do it.
It's all good.
I'm just saying. At the end of the day, like, they're like, oh man, how come you don't fire back? I'm like, because. I'm 41.
You have to.
But I'm also 41 with kids, and also I'm not so insecure. Like, that stuff does not get to me.
And you know what you could do?
Yeah, Schaub, I want to fight you. I'm better than you are fighting. And metals are fighting, faggot. You did a UFC thing with the rules. Nigga, look at my record. Fucking jail. I want to fight Schaub. Set that up in your UFC fighter. Hold on. nigga ain't no gay like that. Like, the nigga, bro, like, he's a legend. He's not legendary. I'll play Shab. And I'll fucking destroy Shab. And the nigga didn't know how to fight. I don't know anything. Well, technically, I'll fight him. I wasn't trying to become gay, like, but, yeah, I'll fight you, dummy. I will fight Shab now. He's killing just so early. His dick is 5 inches short of mine. Oh, Shab. I'm gonna show that faggot with his fucking loser ears. Nigga. The gun battles I've been in, to the drug wars. Shab. Alright, I'm gonna call it again. Yeah, go on. I said you're suing me, you lost in appealing it. I'll fight you under MMA rules. Shab. I'm done with the order. I will fight Brennan Shab under MMA rules. I'll fucking destroy that. Dang it. Whatever.
I also live in the real world, so yeah. It's like.
Channels like Shab and Scrubbing and deleted and I will destroy that pack of burning Shab in real life. It's not just because, well, it's not going to burn out, I'll destroy him in real life. The bad fight in my life. I was locked up over a year over gun charges. Mm-hmm. I will face Brendan Schaub MMA. He's the only way to beat me. Yeah. Mm.